from the Pasuk itself, Pesachim Shakem. So the Ran says that actually it's not deduced. We shouldn't understand the Droshe, Machil Levam Chaser, Mishmoy Levam Machil Levam Chaser, Kerev Chum Benikla, Avkol Chum Benikla, Avkol Chum Benikla, that Chil Levam Chaser is a Kerev, is a Kerev Amsar, the Chil Levam Shalgabi Akebo comes within the posse of Chil Levam Chaser, is a Kerev. It does not come within the posse of Chil Levam Chaser, is a Kerev. Because as far as that posse is concerned, Rabbi Shmuel can agree with the droshe of Rabbi Akiva. In other words, as far as the basic iser of chilev, the chiyuv kores is concerned, so Rabbi Shmuel can agree with Rabbi Akiva that it has to be teisiv kol v'nikla. And if it's not teisiv kol v'nikla, so it's not analogous to the chilev amchases hakerev. And there is no kores. But Rabbi Shmuel deduces it from the ribu, kol chilev. And it's mashma that there won't be any chiyuv kores for the chilev shel davakim. It's according to the Ram. So in other words, he explains it as follows, the Chiddush Ram. So lehovi chilev shel davakim dim ravakim. Rabbi Shmuel Eimei, kol achilev is marbe chilev shel davakim. But that does not come within the posik of chilev b'mchases hakerev. It doesn't come because it's not a kombinikla. But the question is, if the Torah, if the Kabbalah Torah had been to Asa only a chilev that is mamish analogous to the chilev that, to the prise, to the chilev that covers the keres, so why does the Torah say kol as chilev, as kol achilev ashal hakerev? The Torah already said, as a chilev, amchas is a keres. And that means, So that implies any kind of fatty portion that conforms to this pattern, these characteristics of Teisiv Kol V'Nikla. So why does the Torah have to say then this kol achilev ashal hakerev to be marred with something else? Even though that something else does not come within the first step of the pasuk, but it's nisrabeh. It's nisrabeh. So what is it marbeh? It's marbeh chilev shel davakim. So, but we have two fatty portions on the table. We have the keshes and the seres keshes. So that's the shaila. What is Rabbi Shmuel Marbe? Because mitzad the posi, because chilev amchas is akerev. So no chilev shal gabi akivo is included. Not even the chilev shal gabi akeshes is included. Because the chilev shal gabi akeshes itself does not conform fully to the characteristics of Teisiv Kol V'Nikla. But the shaila is, there is a special ribu, and perhaps there is no chorus for that. It's a special ribu for chilev that covers, that is on top of the kevo. So that special ribu, does it apply to the keshes? The chilev that is on the keshes, on the greater curvature, or the special ribu applies even to the fatty portion that is on the smaller curvature, on the yiseres keshes. So that's the machlokes between the two sheds. This is how it seems the Chiddush Aram explained it. At that time I said Chiddush Aritva, but it was a slip of the tongue, it was the Chiddush Aram. Now there is one more thing that I want to point out. Now, we discussed in the course of the Oldest Shurim, we discussed the various shittas about Treif Lechayim. So you mentioned the shittas Rashi, we mentioned the shittas Hatur, we mentioned the shitta of the Ramban, and we mentioned the shitta of the Rambam, of course, together with it. First we mentioned the shittas Rambam, and then we apply the same shitta to the two too, except that the machleke between the Rambam and the two, in other words, both the Rambam and the two agree that there are two categories of treifes. Treifes that are grounded aloch on Mishim Sinai, and treifes that are explicitly mentioned in the posik of Bosa Basone Treifel Yisachelu, which is based upon the fact of Neit Alomus. Now, as far as the treifes of the aloch on Mishim Sinai are concerned, so the Inachayo is only a simen, and the simen itself means without medicine. With medicine, we don't even have that simen. But then there is another treife of Neitel Omus, and that's the reason as to why Neitel Achelil is treife. Why? On the basis of Neitel Omus. But we are not allowed to be meisiv on the treifes, even on the treifes of Neitel Omus. So the Rambam is medayik from the Loshon HaMishneh. Since the Loshon HaMishneh is Neitel Achatach kosher, so it implies that Neitel Achelil is treife. But why doesn't the first Mishnah mention Neitel Achelil? The answer is, the first Mishnah only gives a list of the treifes that are grounded in Halacha L'Mishneh B'Sinai. But Neitel Achelil is not Halacha L'Mishneh B'Sinai. Not that the Rambam Mechochmas Atzmei mentioned the treife, because it's implicit in the Loshon HaMishneh of Neitel Achelil Tachtin Kosher, Hol Achelil Treifo. But the Halacha L'Mishneh B'Sinai tells us that it's Neitel Omus. Now, and it seems that the Torah agrees with the Chiddush. But still the Torah is chilek on the Rambam. And the Torah holds that Neitel Achelil is Kshayot. Now, it's not mistaba to say that there is a machlekes in Mitzias with the Rambam and the Torah. So he said that the Torah agrees with the Rambam's principle. But the Torah holds true that if it's Neitel Omus, so then it's treifah, even without Halacha L'Mishneh B'Sinai. As long as it's established that it's definitely Neitel Omus, and that there is no cure. But there is a possibility of a cure. Not a medical cure, but a surgical cure. We can install an artificial lechiyelin. So what's the Shittas HaRambam? So again, to say that there is a machlekes in Mitzias as to whether it's possible to install an artificial lechiyelin, I mean, it's not mistaber. So the Shittas HaRambam is that as long as there is no medical cure, so the melee becomes a treif on the basis of Neitel Omus, even though there is a possibility of a surgical cure. Because a surgical cure, when you install a new, an artificial lechiyelin, so that's a ponim chadoshes. So that means that the behemoth in this body, in this state, with this evoin, without any additional evoin artificially being transplanted, so is Neitel Omus. And the two shit is, in order to be a treifa on the score of Neitel Omus, so it must be Neitel Omus without any possibility of a cure. But if there is a possibility of an artificial cure, now then we mentioned that the shit, we also discussed the shit of Chabnetam, the distinction between treifa Sodom and treifes behemo, because Odom Misli Maslen and Behemoles Maslen, we explained it. What does it mean, Odom Misli Maslen? Because Odom Misli Maslen, so in other words, the Trabnetam Shit is not like the Ramban, that a treifa that is not chayo, it means even with the medical cure, it's not chayo. But Ramtam agrees with Ramban. The treifa in a chayo means without someone. But with someone, it can live. And it can live. So mele, so by behemo, it's a very unusual phenomenon that without medical treatment, that the behemo should be exposed to the medical cure. Even though it's possible, why isn't it possible? Let's say that if the behemo has a perforated lung, and because of that, so it's destined not to survive more than 12 months. So that, but let's say if an antibiotic, let's say penicillin will be administered to the behemoth, so then it would be able to live. So, and what is a penicillin? I mean mold. So why isn't it possible that the behemoth is just coincidentally, I mean, became exposed to this antibiotic? So that's an unusual phenomenon. Why? Because behemoth is lemazle. But other misle mazle is without doctors, just with ashgoche, through the seichel of the person, because one pshat is, in order misle mazle is das, you know, to take care of himself, that without any deliberate medical treatment, so he was exposed. He's exposed and without any intention on his part, so he might be exposed. So mele, that's why Rav Netam says that all these treifes, that in the behemo it's in a chayo, so in an odom it can be chay. Not that there is, that as far as the makel is concerned, there is a difference between an odom and behemo. But because Ramdam Shita is like the Rambam, the Dinechayo, the Nechayo means without medical treatment. So by Behemo, if there is no deliberate medical treatment administered, if no deliberate medical treatment is administered to the Behemo, so no probability the Behemo will not get this medical treatment. Because there is no Hashkoche Protis over the Behemo the way there is over every human being. Mashem came by all the Misle Mazle, so without doctors knowing anything, so the person by himself might be exposed unconsciously to that medical cure. So Mele, we don't say in Ligabe Treifes Odom the Tinecha. We don't say Ligabe Treifes Odom Inecha. All right, now. So then we explain the Rashi Shiti is. We explain the Rashi Shiti is. From many Rashis we inferred, we deduced the Rashi Shiti is that the Inechayo is only sin. Just a coincidence. And every treifa is a treifa because the Alochel Mishim Sinai declared them as treifa. Now, the other Rishayim, so say that the Inner Chayo is a basic fact, an essential fact, not an accidental, coincidental fact. Now, the question is, what will all these Rishayim do with the Mandoma who says treifa Chayo? So we could say that's the machlek, is the mandoma who says treifa chayo. So according to him, the shem treifa is grounded in Alochel Mishmi Sinai, not in the inachayo. But the mandoma who says treifa inachayo, so the shem treifa is grounded in the inachayo. But that is not mistaken. I mean that there should be a machlekes between these tanoim as to whether chayo or not chayo, as to the whole basis of the Shem Treifa. So now Teisves in Avizore, in Zvochim, so he says that the Mandoma who says Treifa is in a chayo, is chayo, so why is there an Isa Treifa? So Teisves says, because even though he's chayo, but the chayim is not a full living. In other words, he's not in the healthy state. In other words, he cannot function as a normal person. So in other words, what's the shita of Teisves? Why doesn't Teisves say, because he's a treifa, the Alochel Mishim Sinai can declare them as treifa. The answer is that Teisves Shita is, as we said in the Rashi, we said that according to the Ramban and the Rashi, so treifa in Achayo is an essential fact. But there is a difference. According to the Ramban, treifa in Achayo, so the in Achayo per se is the basis of the Shem Treifa. According to the Rashi, and we deduced it from the Jewish Rashi, Simon Tzadiches, a very important Jew, because the Rashi says, now the Tshuva was in connection with the behemoth that had Yisera Seiba, and that behemoth lived, and then so there was someone who was matter the behemoth Bachil, and he said no, that this is a toys, and the one who passes like that is Kimeitzi Laaz Al Dibre Chachamein, and then he goes into a lengthy discussion of Treifa in Achayo. So he says he rejects the sheet of the Marshal and of some of the Shemim, that only Rov Treifes is in Achayo. He says all Treifes is in Achayo. And he deduces this proposition that all Treifes is in Achayo. Because if some Treifes would be Achayo, so then we would be Meitzilaz and Chachomim. Why would we be Meitzilaz and Chachomim? So it appears from the Rashbo that the in Achayo is the basis of the Shem Treifa. But then he says, that when do we say that in a chayo, only ligabi the treifa of chisore, but the treifa of yiseres? So there, the behemoth, if a behemoth has three legs instead of two legs, so the, or if the behemoth has the behemoth has three lungs instead of two lungs, the behemoth can still live a normal span of life. A normal span of life. But still it is a trefo because Allah Mishim Sinai says so. So we raise the question, if the Rashboshi had been like Rashi, the trefo in a chayo is grounded Allah Mishim Sinai, and they in a chayo has nothing to do with the Shem trefo. So, but just a coincidence. So then we could understand. But Rashbo emphasizes the fact that in a chayo is an essential fact. So mainly if it's an essential fact, so mainly it should follow that wherever it is chayo, it shouldn't be a trefo. Because he says that if one says that a certain trefo can live, he's kineitz la'az al-chachamim. So why is it kineitz la'az? Because then if it can live, it shouldn't even be a trefo. But the chachamim say that it is a trefo, so that means it cannot live. It cannot live. So it's an essential fact. Now, so if it's an essential fact, so the Gabi Yiseres, where it can live, it shouldn't be affected as a trefo. So what do we say? The Alokha Mishim Sinai says so. So then let us deduce from this Alokha Mishim Sinai that the Shem trefo is not grounded in the Inachai. So we explained it, that there is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rashbo. According to the Ramban, so the Inachayo per se is the basis of the Shem trefo. The Inachayo. That's the reason that's why the Ramban says that if the Tzumas Agidi was cut out, and then a week later, a month later, so someone came, a doctor came, and amputated the whole leg beneath the knee, so then the Shem trefo is spoken. And the Rashbo, the Ram, I mean, many of the Shemi, a chelik on it. How is it possible? But why does the Ramban say that it is possible? The answer is because the Ramban shita is, number one, that the Ein Chayo is a basic essential fact, and that the Ein Chayo per se is the basis of Shem trefo. So Mimele, the moment you chop off, you amputate the lower half of the leg, and the behemoth can still live, so the Mele, it cannot be affected with the Shem trefo. Because the basis of the Shem trefo is the fact that it cannot live, but now it can live. Mashenik in the Rashbo is chelik, because the Rashbo holds while in chayo is a basic essential fact, but it's not the basis of the Shem trefo per se. But the inner chayo is indicative of the major character of the makom. In other words, a behemoth can become a trefo only if it is afflicted with the major makom, not if it is afflicted with the minor makom. If all the teeth from the behemoth had been knocked out, so would anyone say that it should be a trefo? It's not a major makom. It's a minor makom. Why is one a major makom? Why is one a minor makom? So, if something is fatal, then it's a major makom. If something is not fatal, so it's a minor makom. So it's not the... So Mimele, the Rashbo says, even though we chopped off the feet after he cut out the Tzumas Agidi, now the behemoth can live, but that doesn't change the nature of the major makom. So Mimele, it still is a trefo. So we have to say that when Teitzve says the Mandoma who says trefo chayo, so it's still a trefo because she'll always be a damaged behemoth. In other words, the living will be not full living. It will be a damaged behemoth. So what's Teitzve Shita? Teitzve Shita is that the trefo in chayo is an essential fact, but it's not an essential fact per se, because it's an essential fact in the sense that it's indicative of a major makom. So Mimele, the Mandoma who says trefo chayo, so even though it can live a normal span of life, but it cannot live the normal span of life in a state of health. So Mimele, So it's still indicative of a major Makom. Now, the Hashbo in Teras Abayis and in the Hadushim, he also says that Inochayo is a basic fact, but as we said before, that it's not, it doesn't mean that the Inochayo per se is the basis of the Shem Treifo. The Inochayo determines that the market is a major market, in contrast to a minor market. And then he asks, how about the Mandoma who says Treifo Chayo? So the Rashbo says that the Mandoma who says Treifo Chayo, he only means that in contrast to the Mandoma who says Inochayo, what it means Inochayo? It can only survive for 12 months. So the Mandoma who says Treifo Chayo, he holds it can survive for more than 1 month. It can live for 2 years, it can live for 3 years, for 4 years, but everybody agrees that if a behemoth is a treifo, that it cannot live the otherwise span of life. In other words, that a behemoth whose lung is punctured will not be able to live the same span of life that it would have lived had its lung not been punctured. But maybe to live with the punctured lung for 10 more years. But if the lung hadn't been punctured, it might live for 15 years. Now that the lung is punctured, it will live only for 40 years. So in other words, it's safe lungs. So we see that the Shittas HaRashbo also is that it's an essential thing. So in other words, so which Rishayim hold that it's only a coincidental fact, Rashi, but then the Rambam also. But the Rambam has two categories of treifos. He has a category of treifa that is done alocha l'mishmi Sinai. So there the inachayo is only a statistical fact, and it only means without medicine. And then he has another category of treifa that is based upon the nitrons. But Rashi Shita is, there is only one category of treifa. Now we had a certain difficulty, and I didn't mention it happens. Now, the difficulty was that, now I said that all the Rishayim who explain Sirches on the basis of a past Nekev and who refuse to explain it on the basis of a future Nekev, so it all depends. If we say that the Treif is based upon the Sefer Lomos, upon the Inachayo, so mainly it shouldn't make any difference whether the Nekev is there already or the Nekev is destined to develop. Because if the Inachayo is the basis of the Shem Treifo, what difference does it make whether it's destined to die within 12 months because of a Nekev that developed already, or it's destined to die because of a Nekev that will develop. However, if we say like Rashi, that the treifes are grounded in Halacha Mishmi Sinai, and the fact that it's Sefer Lomos is just a coincidence, some mele Rashi couldn't explain. The mele Rashi couldn't explain Sirches on the basis of the fact that it's destined to develop a Nekev. So what? Now, if it has already a Nekev, so there's no local mission in Sinai. But if it doesn't have a Nekev, it will develop a Nekev. So it will develop a Nekev. When it will develop a Nekev, then it will become a Treife. But if we are Sheikha the Behemah before it developed, before the Sirche developed a Nekev, why should it be a Treife? Oh, so the question arose, but we see there is a certain Rashi, that Rashi himself, too, in regard to Sirches, Rashi explains it on the basis of a past Nekev. But in regard to Shinumare in the long, so Rashi says, Omarov, Kikuch Lekshe, if it is the Mare of blue, the long, then it's kosher. use it rainfall, but if the long has a very blackish mare, like ink, so it's rainfall. So Rashi says, why? The Omer Abchanin is Shocher Odom Uel Shloko. Al Melakuseu, Viseifei Lirokei Velinokei. No, but that was not, that can harmonize with the Shita of the Rishayim, that the name of Chayo is an essential fact and is the basis of the treifes of a mele. If it's black, if the lung is black, so then it's destined to become totally deteriorated, decayed, nirkev, and nirkev. So a mele, it's already destined to be in a chayo. But the Shittas Rashi is in tam mitreifes. He emphasized it so many times. In tam mitreifes. In other words, the inechai, yes chai, not chai, has nothing to do with the shetreifes. This is just a sin. It's a coincidence. It has nothing to do with the shetreifes. So mamele, so what if it's destined to be decayed? But right now, after all, we are sheikha de behemo, and we saw the long is black. But is it decayed? No, it's not decayed. If the behemoth had not been ishred, then, and the behemoth would have been allowed to live for another 6 months, maybe it would have become totally decayed. But the sheikh had managed to shecht it before the decay set into the lung. So why should it be a treif? Now, I think there is a way, I didn't mention it until now, because I wanted to go over the Gemoras and to see whether all these Gemoras can accord with Rashi Shita. But this Rashi can be explained. Now there is a Gemara, I think that we learn the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Mishnah says, Asher Adam Sekenes, if there was Pirchus at the Hamidmar Shchite, so then the Shchite is a Shchite. The Beimo is Metanis. If there is Pirchus. So the Gemara says, Misukenes Mimai Dishar. How do we know that Misikenes is Mutar? So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Mimai Teise Kadaitin Be'asire? Meheche Teise? Should we say that Misikenes is also, that you ask for a Mokir, that Misikenes is Mutar? I mean, nothing is also unless the Torah asks it. But without any Iser, without any explicit Iser, so nothing can become Oser. So why should we show a source that Misikenes is Mutam? Heichat Eise should be Oser. So the Gemara says, Misikenes may disharye. So the Gemara asks, Mimai Teise Kadaitin Diasire. So the Gemara gives a teretz. No, the Makshe gives a teretz. The reason is why I ask, how do we know Misikenes is Mutam? Because there is a possible source that Misikenes should be Asur. So the Meila, I ask, how do you know that it's Muta? So, the Chsiv, Zeis HaChaya Shadechil, Chayo HaChayil, Mishin HaChayil Loi Teichil, Vom Misikenes Zein HaChayil. So the Gemara says, Mekom HaRachman, Leis HaChal Mechom Tchenesha. So in other words, so we have a special posik that Misikenes is Muta. And if we didn't have a special posik that Misikenes is Muta, so then I would say, if we didn't have a special sakos, Misikenes is Mutar, I would say Misikenes is Asur. Meichat Iser. Nothing can be Asur just like that in a vacuum. Every Iser has to have a basis in the Torah. So why do we have to resort to a special sakos that Misikenes is Mutar? Because if we didn't have a Yalfus that Misikenes is Mutar, then I would deduce from the posik, says a chayu ashat echayu, chayu echayu mishin echayu lo isay echayu. That Misikenes is asur. So mele, that only means that if we didn't have a posik of that Misikenes is muteres, then I would deduce from the posik of Zeis Achaya Shetechelu Chayu Achil Shetechayu Shetechelu that Mesukenes is Azur. But it does not mean that Mesukenes would come within the love of Posa Basol Etechelu Yisachelu. If we didn't have the special Zerzakos that Mesukenes is Muteres Ligamre, I would say Mesukenes is Azur on the score of the posik of Zeis Achaya Shetechelu Chayu Achil. A behemoth that is not Neitel Omos can is you allowed it. A behemoth that is Neitel Omos you're not allowed to eat. But that's not the posik. That's not the law of posik basor etreibel is a chayil. That's a posik in Vayitcho. That's the posik of posik basor etreibel is a chayil. Is a posik in Shmeis Mishpatim. The answer is what is contained implicit in the posik of posik basor etreibel is a chayil. Even according to the Rishonim, who say that the Ein Chayo is the basis of the Issa Treifo, only if the Ein Chayo is grounded in an organic defect. But if the Ein Chayo is grounded in a malfunctioning, the behemoth suffered a hemorrhage, the behemoth suffered a stroke, the behemoth suffered heart failure. I mean, no organ was removed, no organ was punctured, no organ was torn, but it's Neitel Omos anyway, that's not the treifa. Even according to the Rishonim, who say that the Ein Chayo is the basis of the Shem treifa, but they all distinguish the Rav Tzvi Reshkel and other Rishonim, and they say, and the Rashi Tzvi Reshkel, what's the distinction between treifa and Mesukenes? That treifa means that it's Ein Chayo, it's Neitel Omos because of a chisori, an organic defect. And Mesukenes means not an organic defect. And as we said, not every organic defect, only certain organic defects. Chaseiro, Nitulo, Psuko, Kruo, Nifulo. Nifulo means that there was a chvote. I mean, and the organs. If the organs were subjected to a certain chvote, Nikuvo, I mean, these, not every organic defect. Not every organic defect. So the basic distinction between Mesukenes and Treifa, according to the Rishonim, that the Ein Chayo is not an accidental, coincidental fact, but an essential fact. So what's the difference? Let every Mesukenes be Treifa, if the Ein Chayo is the basis of Shem Treifa. The answer is, Treifa by definition means an Ein Chayo, because of an organic defect, one of the eight types of organic defects. But if it's Neitel Omos because of a malfunction or even of an organic defect, but not the type of an organic defect that might be comprised with war with any of the eight categories of organic defects, then it's like Mesukenes. So if we didn't, so we see from this Gemara that even if we didn't have a special Gzeiras HaKosov that Mesukenes is Muteres, then I would say that Mesukenes is Asur. On what basis? Not because of Treifa. Treifa would have nothing to do with Mesukenes. But then it would be on the basis of an Isarese, of Zeis Achaya Shetechelu, Chayu Achelu Mishin Achayu Lisech. But now that we have Gzeiras HaKosov, so Mimele Mesukenes is not even Asur on the score of an Isarese. But if we didn't have Gzeiras HaKosov, so then Mesukenes would be Asur on the score of Nisarese, but not on the score of the love of Treifes. Because Mesukenes is not Treife. Treife is only when it's in a Chayo on account, I mean according to some Rishi, according to Rashi. So Treife is completely grounded in Aloha Mishim Sinai. And not in an organic defect. Of course, Aloch L'Mishim Sinai declares that certain organic defects are matter the way. But it's not in a Chayo. It's not in a Chayo. So, Mimele, according to Rashi, we have a special Gzeiras HaKosov that Mesukenes is Muteres. But that Gzeiras HaKosov only tells us that the Mesukenes, because of the malfunctioning, is Muteres. But we don't have Gzeiras HaKosov that the Mesukenes, because of an organic defect, is Muteres. So, Mimele, according to Rashi, if a certain behemoth would be in Italomus because of an organic defect, even though that organic defect is not included, in the utrest reves. But since without a special sarcosis that every musical that the musicalis is muteres, I would say every musicalis is a sort. I'm the score of an Isares. So it's a chayo achei, mishim achayo lo yisich. But we have Ezra Zakosov. So Ezra Zakosov tells us that the musicalis that is because of malfunctioning is muteres. But Ezra Zakosov does not apply to a musicalis that is natalomus because of an organic defect. But even though we don't have that Ezra Zakosov, so maybe it can be a soul on the score of Nisarese, but not on the score of this of treatment. So really, according to Rashi, when Rashi explains the Shem Trifo Mamesh that comes within the love of Trifo, so according to Rashi, that is not based upon in Chayim, and it's completely grounded in Aloch Lamesh Mesina. So Mele, Sirche is in Trifo Mamesh, and it comes within the love of Trifo. So Rashi explains it on the basis of a past Nekem. But it couldn't become a Trifo on the basis of a future Nekem that is destined to develop. But when Rashi explains that if a long he has a black mark like ink, so it's a soul. So Rashi says, because say for the Rocky Milinoki. Why does Rashi have to say, say for the Rocky Milinoki? Why does Rashi have to say for the Rocky Milinoki? Isn't say for the Noki enough? Why does Rashi have to say for the Rocky Milinoki? Why does he have to say both the Rocky Milinoki? He could say for the Noki if he's enough. Those Rishonim who explain Sirchas on the basis that they are destined, that they are symptomatic of a future Negev. So they don't have to mention say for the Rocky. One Negev, one simple Negev. Here he emphasizes that if the long is black, so then it's Asura. Even though the Gemara uses the washing in Shina Amarev Treifetu, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it comes with the love of Treifet. It means it's awesome. So why does Rashi have to say for the Rocky Vilinoki? But it could be explained now. If we say now, according to Rashi, we say that Enochayo is not an essential fact. It's only a coincidental fact to be used as a simon in connection with the Sophic tribe. So maybe Rashi could agree with the Rambam, that the simon of Enochayo is only if the behemoth is left to nature, that nature should take its course in the vein without any medical treatment. But with medical treatment, so a behemoth with a punctured lung could live. With medical treatment, it could live. But when Gemara says that any one of the treifes cannot live for more than 12 months, it means, as the Rambam says, as the Nitziv explains the Shittas Rambam, without medical treatment. Without medical treatment. So in case of the Sophic, then we just let the behemoth stay, we leave it alone, and we don't administer any medical treatment. We let nature take its course of the behemoth, and then if the behemoth survives, so it's a liar, then it's not a thing. But with medical treatment, it could live in normal span of life. So the market could be cured, but the treifet is anyway, because the shem treifet is grounded. Aloch Lamesh Mesinai, Aloch Lamesh Mesinai declared certain organic makas as treifet. Without any questions, it can't be treifet, as Rashi says so many times. But as far as the Isares, now let's say, suppose we didn't have Xeras HaKosu. We didn't have Xeras HaKosu that we see Kenneth. Is also, and then a behemoth that had a stroke would be also. We didn't have a special psychosis that musicalis in the longus is muteres. So then we would say musicalis is also. And what score will it be? I saw not on the score of the love of Dreyfus, but on the score of this resin of Zisa Chaya Shatircha, Chayo Achayel, Shina Chayo Isecha. Suppose you would have a certain misakenes because of malfunctioning for which there is a cure, a known cure. Would the behemoth be a sore? It's mistaba that even if there hadn't been exerzakos, that misakenes is muteres ba'achile. So a musikenes would be asura b'achile. It would only be asura b'achile if she's a musikenes without any cure. But if I can go to a doctor and give a medicine, I mean, if I can give a medicine, if I can give a pill to the behemoth, and then the behemoth, the hemorrhage would stop by giving a pill to the behemoth, then this musikenes would be asura. Even if there hadn't been exerzakos a cause of that musikenes is muteres. So Mele, since the Xerasakosov, the Xerasakosov is that only the Xerasakosov only implies that is a misukenes, that is nata lomus because of malfunction, is muteris. But that Xerasakosov does not apply to a nata lomus, machmas an organic defect, machmas an organic defect. So Mele, if a behemoth is in nata lomus machmas an organic defect, let's say a behemoth whose lung is completely black like ink, so it's nata lomus. Why is it nata lomus? So Rashi says, say for the hawking will not give. If the sheikhet had not been his oats and he hadn't slaughtered this behemoth and he let the behemoth live, so then in a few months the whole lung would have deteriorated completely, decayed completely. Not a single nekev would develop. It would be near kav and would have become saturated in the kovim. So in other words, so why does Rashi emphasize that? Because if it is only destined to develop one nekev, so one nekev is also, we have a coincidental fact that it's in a chayo, without medicine, but with medicine. So with one nekev, the behemoth could live, according to Rashi. But if the lung is black, like ink, so that means that the decay of any deterioration of any setting, and in a very short time, in due course, it will be near kav completely, and near kav and nikav completely. What does it mean, near kav and nikav completely? Doesn't mean just one little hole. It means near kav and nikav completely means it will become so deteriorated that pieces will fall off. It will become completely near kav and completely nikav. So that means that there is such an itelomus that there is no cure in. Some melee it's asur on the score of the essay of Zrisa Chaya Shatechal Chayo Acheil Vishino Chayo Ezech. Alright, this is the last year. Now, you will decide when the Prina will be taken, but all of you have to take the Prina at the same time. All of you have to take the Prina at the same time.